The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Dividends of a joyful life is what we'll be looking at in this first service and anointing service. Dividends of a joyful life. Every child of God was designed to enjoy joy from the Lord, not sorrow. The grand design of God for every believer is joy. The grand design for every child of God is to always rejoice. That's why Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4 says, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. And joy, like we said, is one of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 25. And this joy that we are talking about has dividends. This joy has dividends. When we talk about dividends, we are talking of benefits. Dividends is associated with the benefits of joy. In the first service, I'll be showing us four of those benefits. In the second service, I'll also be showing us, five of those benefits in the first service. And then I'll show us a few more in the second service, maybe another five also. But before we go into the dividends of joy, please note the following. A joyful life is a sweet life. Note the following concerning joy. A joyful life is a sweet life. Number two is that a joyful life never remains the same after joy has entered the life. A joyful life never remains the same. Your life can't be the same. Your destiny can't be the same after joy has entered your life. Get ready. As we prepare to end 2021, your life will not be the same. I say your life will not be the same. Number three is that a joyful life is a beautiful and attractive life. And D, thing to note, A, B, C, D, a joyful life is sweet. B, a joyful life never remains the same. C, a joyful life is attractive and beautiful. D, the devil does not want you to possess a joyful life. One of the work of the devil in John chapter 10 verse 10 is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He does not want any of us to enjoy a joyful life. But he will fail gallantly. Over your matter, the devil will fail gallantly. Over your situation, the devil will fail gallantly. Over your children, the devil will fail gallantly. Say it louder, amen. Dividends or benefits of a joyful life. Number one is divine presence. Psalms 22 and verse 3. O thou that inhabited the praises of Israel. Anywhere God sees joy, where he sees praise, he likes to dwell there. To be filled with joy is to be filled with God. A sad countenance repels God, while a joyful countenance attracts God. And that's why joy, people that are very sad, they lack the tangible presence of God. Proverbs 17 and verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A broken spirit dry the bones. A merry heart doeth good. I pray for you here today. This life of joy will do you good. I say this life of joy will do you good. That's why you must do everything that is possible to remain joyful, to remain excited, to possess enthusiasm. Anytime sorrow comes, you say, ah, this is what they want me to lose God's presence here. No, I'm smarter than that. Anytime people provoke you and want you to begin to cry and to weep, you say, no, I'm smarter than this. They want me to lose God's presence. And you know, God's presence is our greatest asset. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be the greatest presence. The greatest thing you can have is to carry God's presence. That's the greatest thing. Nothing else can match it. As from today, we will not lack His presence anymore. We will not lack His presence anymore. Number two, dividend of a joyful life is strength, divine strength. The second benefit of a joyful life is divine strength. Joy is the key to strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. If strength is what you desire, joy is the requirement. If you want to be strong, joy is the requirement. Immediately you become sad, you become weak. Immediately you become sad, your bones become weak. Check out anybody that has lived older than 90 years upward. One of the first things you will notice about them is that they are always joyful. And that joy is what has kept them strong till that age. If you're somebody who is easily exited out of life, sadness is what pushed them out of life. Joy brings strength. For the sake of your strength, for the sake of your strength, don't lose your joy. Because you don't want to be weak, don't lose your joy. I know strength is so crucial. Strength is a vital requirement for exploits. Nobody does exploits without strength. You need strength to be able to press. To press. And no sad person has joy. And nobody that lacks joy has strength. Just show me one person who is always in a moody way, who is always sad. They will not have the strength. But for you, God is releasing new strength to you. In Joel chapter 1 verse 12, Joel chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says the vine is dried up. And the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the palm tree, even all the fruits, the trees of the field are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Everything is not working out. Strength is gone. Simply because joy is withered. Your joy will not wither away. I say your joy will not wither away. You must deliberately ensure that joy is in your heart and in your life and around you. It must be a deliberate thing. Just like you deliberately don't eat poison, you don't deliberately go and carry sorrow all over your face. If you do it, you are playing with your strength. If you go and deliberately carry sorrow, you are playing with your strength. Nobody here will lose their strength. Sadness weakens the bones. Sadness weakens your ability to be creative and to enjoy motivation. But as from today, you will remain excited all the days of your life. And when we are talking about strength, there are three different kinds of strength. Three different kinds of strength. I call them SEP. The first one is spiritual strength. That is what you need to overcome temptation. When temptation comes, then you can flee. That was the strength that made Joseph to flee when he saw Potiphar's wife in Genesis chapter 39. If not for spiritual strength, he wouldn't have been able to overcome that temptation. That is the temptation that's the strength that makes you to say no when you see something evil. Say no, 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 no. That's the strength that makes you to turn your back on what you have seen, that you know this is not right. And say, no, 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 this is not right. That's spiritual strength. The second strength is emotional strength. Emotional strength is a strength that is needed. That this strength that gives you emotional stability, that makes you a person that is not a cry baby. You have emotional strength. It's the strength that makes you not to just carry something and hit your wife's head when she says something wrong. Emotional stability. You are stable. All these things come from a joyful life. And the third kind of strength is called physical strength. The first is spiritual strength. The second is emotional strength. The third is physical strength. All these three kind of strength are products of joy. Someone say joy. All these three strengths, spiritual strength, emotional strength, and physical strength, are all products of joy. So the more joyful you are, the more you are strong spiritually. The more joyful you are, the more you are strong emotionally. The more joyful you are, the more you are strong physically. Physically. Nobody here will be weak again. I say nobody here will be weak again. When you are 60, you will still be looking 40. Somebody say amen. When you are 50, you will still be looking 25. I didn't hear your amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Strength is needed. And this strength is a product of joy. This joy oozing around you everywhere brings you spiritual strength, emotional strength, and of course, physical strength. The third kind of that we need, dividend. The first one is divine presence. Second is divine strength. The third dividend is access to insight and revelation. The third dividend of a joyful life is access to insight and revelation. In Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3, the Bible says, with joy shall you draw out water out of the wells of salvation. Revelation is a product of joy. Revelation is a product of joy. The more joyful you are, the more you have insights to secrets which others don't know. God will make you an inventor. I say God will make you an inventor. Everyone you see profiling solution in an organization must be a joyful person. Because when you are joyful, you have access to inspiration. Inspiration is what makes you to escape being expired. People expire early because they are not inspired. Why are they not inspired? They are very moody. Very sad. Their heart is grieved. Angry against God. Angry against the office. Angry against the church. Angry against the children. Angry. And as a result of that, there is no access to inspiration. What to do is lacking. Next step to take is lacking. You will not lack what to do. I say you will not lack what to do. Insight is ability to see beyond the realms of the ordinary, and it comes from joy. Insight is what makes you see what others cannot see. Just as the dead cannot be taught in the grave, the sad cannot be taught when it's alive. Just as the dead, you can't go to a grave and say, I want to teach you further maths. I want to teach you accounting. I want to teach you physics. He's in the grave. Once a person is sad, the person is just like down, so he cannot be taught. The person cannot be shown what to do. The devil knows this. And I can tell you this. Devil is not after your car. Neither is he after your wig. Devil is not after your designer suit. Devil is after your joy. If he gets your joy, nothing is left. God cannot be with you when you are sad. People will not want to sit with you when you are sad. So, nothing works. Nothing works. Nothing works for the sad. Nothing works for he whose heart is heavy. I told us that last week. Because once a person is too heavy, he cannot move. I pray for you today. God will give you the spirit of joy. I say, God will give you the spirit of joy. Joy is like a fetcher. How many of us know fetcher? We used to draw. Most of us, I'm sure you use a pumping machine and some of these modern technologies. But some of us grew up to know fetcher. Mother will wake up and say, this black drum, you fill this for. You carry your bucket. Go and get this. Start fetching. Start coming. Going and coming. Before you know it, your hands will become... Praise God. How many of us use fetcher? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Because most people now, technology has changed a lot of things. Well, somebody close to me was telling me some young children who are abroad, they came home some time ago and they opened water and water did not open. They started crying. They started crying. Ah, what's going on? We've never seen this. But people like us can never cry because we are used to it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God will change our nation. I say God will change our nation. I say God will change our nation. Joy is a fetcher for drawing hidden insights. Hidden revelation. Joy is the fetcher for drawing hidden revelation. Things that are hidden. It is the joy you draw it. You bring them out. That will be somebody's testimony here. Things that are hidden will be revealed to you. Number four, dividend of a joyful life is joy makes you supernaturally fruitful. You are fruitful. Psalm 67, 5-7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield thy increase. Our God shall bless us. Even our God shall bless us. And the whole earth shall fear him. So, a life of joy brings fruitfulness to you. You receive harvest. Life is a seed. And as you engage in life, you receive harvest from what you have invested. So when you want to harvest something good, you want to be fruitful. And what you want to harvest, you want it to be something good. Plant joy. Plant joy. Plant joy. You receive what you invest into your life. So that's why you must be deliberate about planting joy around you. For you to harvest what you have planted, joy is needed. For you to harvest something good from that your marriage, joy is needed. When we talk about fruitfulness, it's not only in childbearing, any area of life. Let me tell you something. If you have a business and you are always murmuring and complaining about that business can't grow. If you are a woman and you are always complaining about, those are the kind of things that cause, everything is not devil. Some things is just common sense. Because when you are sad, some things are released into the body that even resist and reject, that can hinder a lady from getting pregnant. That's why after Anna met with the servant of God and her countenance was no more sad, she got pregnant. Everyone that will taste fruitfulness supernaturally must be joyful. Must be joyful. Where there is joy, suddenly the environment becomes favorable. People relocate from a state to another, from one country to another, and they carry their sadness with them. And they say, the devil pursuing me here, also pursue me there. The reason is because they carried the sadness. They carried it over Atlantic Ocean. They travel with it. They put it inside briefcase and put it inside their pockets. They continue their way of life there. Nothing changes until you change. Nothing changes until your lifestyle changes. Nothing changes until your mindset changes. So, keep being joyful, then you see yourself being fruitful. Keep being joyful, then you see yourself being fruitful. Somebody will be fruitful here today. In the remaining days for 2021 to end, you'll be supernaturally fruitful. I say you'll be supernaturally fruitful. It might not be in the area of children. It might be in any other area. Maybe financially. Maybe academically. Maybe in your business or your career. Maybe in soul winning particularly. You will be supernaturally fruitful. The reason why some people don't win, cannot win any soul. Because when you win, talk to a soul and you are frowning. It is the joy you have that the souls want to come and experience. If they don't see that joy, they are not interested. They say, I have my own. There's an adage like that in my place. My own is enough. Don't add to it. You know what I'm talking about. I have enough challenges. What I want is solution. If I can see joy in your life, I want to follow you to your God. Get ready. People will see your fruitfulness. They will follow you to your God. I say people will follow you to your God. Say a louder amen. Number 5. Dividend of a joyful life is that joy destroys fear and anxiety. Joy destroys fear and anxiety. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make all your requests known unto God. Don't allow anything to make you anxious. Philippians 4 verse 6. Joy is a destroyer of anxiety and fear. I know fear is a torment. Fear is a destroyer. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Everyone that has joy, that joy strangulates the fear in their life. With fear, no progress. With fear, no advancement. And so, immediately you possess joy, you strangulate your fear. Joy and faith are two forces that will always kill fear. They will always kill fear, anytime, any day. If your desire is to reject fear, keep the fire of your joy burning. 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 Keep the fire burning. Nobody here will ever experience fear again. Nobody here will live in anxiety again. You know, when you are so anxious about everything, then nothing actually works. Anxious about next year, anxious about upper year, anxious about 5 years to come, anxious about almost anything one can think of. Number one, that kind of anxiety is a sign of faithlessness. It's a sign that one lacks faith. As from today, the spirit of fear shall be killed in everyone's life. The spirit of boldness will come upon you today. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of boldness will come upon everyone here today. In the name of Jesus. Well, as we round up this morning, it's also an anointing service. And I want you to know that one of the major things that drives joy in your heart and in your life is the spirit of joy. There's a spirit called the spirit of joy. This spirit makes you ever bubbling. There is no downtime in your heart. There is no downtime in your life. Ever bubbling. Your spirit is high always. There's no downtime. There's no need for any encouragement. Once that spirit is upon, it's just like the spirit of prayer and supplication. The spirit of prayer and supplication makes you pray all the time. When you don't feel like praying, you begin to pray. It is the same thing with the spirit of joy. That spirit will come upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27, Isaiah 10 verse 27, Bible says, it shall come to pass that in that day, that the body shall be taken off thy shoulders, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the anointing has the power to destroy the yoke of sadness. Whereby you just sit down and say, what's wrong with you? I don't even know. I'm just sad. That's a bad spirit. What's wrong? Why are you looking so weak? And I just don't know. My spirit is just down. It is the spirit of joy that eliminates such things. Once you are down, things can go up. Your spirit has to be up for things to go up. Once your spirit is down, nothing can work. You can't get inspiration. I'll be telling you more in the second service when I'll be unveiling to you how joy makes you attractive as a lady. If you are trusting God to get married. If you are a lady that is always moody, the kind of guys that will be toasting you will be personal non grata. People that are not serious minded. We'll talk about that as part of the points in second service. As from today, nobody here shall be sad again. I say nobody here shall be sad again. The spirit of sadness is washed out of everyone's life. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. That attack of the wicked on your joy, that attack is over today. I say that attack is over today. By the anointing of this morning, the spirit of joy will come afresh on every one of us. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. This spirit of joy breaks the spirit of worry. Hey, where are we going to get chicken for Christmas now? Where are we going to get clothes for Christmas now? Where are we going to? That's this. That spirit of joy just shatters all those unbelief. People will be looking at you. What's wrong? They will be asking you, have you hit jackpot? What's going on? It is a new spirit that has come upon you. That spirit will bring you promotion. I said that spirit will bring you promotion. I said that spirit will bring you promotion. Some time ago, somebody was walking with me. And when the person went to another person that is also very close to me and said, I don't know why. Maybe he doesn't like me or this and that. And I sent the person back to that person. I said, it's not that I don't like this person. The person is a pastor's wife. He's this, he's that, this person is okay. But the reason why I separate myself from this person is simply because she's always moody in the office. Hello, how are you doing? Fine, sir. How's everything? How are your children? Yeah, okay. So I also withdrew my own attention and turned my face somewhere else. And after the person changed, I also changed. If you want everything to work out for you, let the spirit of joy be around you. People have too many problems. People have too many issues. Be a solution through the spirit of joy. Get ready. Your husband, your wife, your children will contact the spirit from you. I say your husband, your wife, your friends will contact the spirit from you. Your husband, your wife will contact the spirit from you. Everybody around you will see that a new spirit now rests inside of you. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You are blessed. I say you are blessed. In Jesus' name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.